Mr. Acting Chair, that's a bizarre turn of events in terms of the votes. So this morning, about 50% of the neutrals vote against John at Crown, because one of the box-ticking advisory groups decided that was the case. And this afternoon, he's back in the 99% club. So do you know what's going on here? Why half your independent shareholders are objecting to the same person at one meeting and none of them are objecting at another? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Stephen, we obviously went through the Crown meeting this morning. This is the CMH meeting and the votes are what the votes are.
Well, but you would agree that was a seemingly inconsistent position for your neutral independent shareholders to have taken.
The votes are what the votes are.
Okay. All right. Thanks.